October 20th, 1903, Sugden, Indian Territory. My dear mama and children, got both your letters this morning at once and was certainly glad to get them, but they made me so homesick to see you all. So sorry you had to pay so much for Elmer. I'm going to ask Mr. Tolferson about it too. You didn't tell me if you thought Carl was better. Does he look taller or the same? How does Grandma look? Does Daisy work in a store? And what does Aunt Lillian do? Was Carl glad to see you all? Is he cross? Guess Juju is glad to see him. I sure do miss her. Gertrude wishes every day that Juju would come back. She don't know why she went so far away. Mrs. Jackson has been up again, and Gertrude went home with her yesterday. Some Indians from Tishomingo came up Saturday to a lot with the Cooper Wright place. That is also where Willis is, so Mr. B and Willis went to Ryan today to see about it. The Thompsons had all of the place transferred to Willis and Mr. Briscoe so they could hold it. The Indians and all think W and Mr. B can hold all the farmland. They finished sowing the wheat. Couldn't get no more to sow. Willis has come home every night before dark while they were sowing. He quit and came in and has never left in the morning without drying the dishes for me. Both Sundays he never went out to the place, just stayed right at home. Mr. Dave Tucker bought Mr. Branton out, and they live where the Brattons lived. Brattons have moved to the Ouachita. I must close, write as often as possible, for I always look for letters. Your loving girl, Lula.